It is a beautiful start to this Wednesday, sunny, and we'll get into the 70s today. We'll detail the weather forecast again coming up in just a few minutes. Always like to talk about local companies that are expanding here in St. Clair County, and PTM Corporation is investing nearly $2 million in its manufacturing facility. We talked with Donna Russell-Coor earlier this year as a Made in Michigan Monday feature about PTM, and she's on the line with us again right now. Donna, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you fine. Can you hear me all right?
Absolutely.
Good. The tin cans seem to be working then. That's a good thing. Hey, this is a big deal, a $1.7 million investment. Tell us a little bit more about what you're doing to expand there at PTM.
Well, the bulk of this, you know, with the automotive world introducing many, many different types of electric vehicles, you could imagine, I think I heard there was over 600 electric vehicles that were going to be launching over the next few years. So you can imagine there's going to be some winners and there's going to be some losers. We're hoping that we're teaming up with some of the winners. And with that comes a lot of low volume. And as the electric vehicle market moves forward to see what consumers are going to buy. So what we did was invested in a robotic assembly robotic assembly line that does spot welding, it does hemming of metal, and eventually we'll be able to add mastics to it. So what we'll be able to do is run low volume production of high complex assemblies, and then we can also do meet our customers' needs for our prototype side. We're doing a lot of R&D and prototype right now, and the third and fourth quarter for us, I think, is going to be pretty stellar. We're pretty excited about that. So that was the bulk of the investment. And just adding on some truck walls, crane expansion. During the COVID shutdown, we got an opportunity for a company that, for us, it was an opportunity. A company went out of business and picked up, a real nice tandem press line with five presses. Sold a couple presses. There's lots of dust going on down here. No moss in Fairhaven at PTM.
No, that's fantastic. Of course, big surprise that you're looking at automated vehicles in the future. I mean, you've been a big supporter of FIRST Robotics and getting young people enthused about and involved in manufacturing, haven't you?
That's right. You know, we have to develop our succession planning, and you know, I like to believe that we have the brightest and best students right here in St. Clair County. I love the programs that we have. I also would like to see more programs for our kids. I'm going to be a little greedy when it comes to the children in St. Clair County. We need new, better, innovative, hands-on opportunities for these students so that if they decide to go to college, they're more richer when they go. And then if they don't, that we can provide them avenues to continue their education in an alternative way. But, yes, I think we need to invest very much into our students and our children and our community. Very important. That's why we do what we do.
You know, when you talk about all this expansion, you got to wonder what your dad would think of all this. Charlie Russell, who started PTM and really watched it grow and watched you grow this company until he was gone just a few years ago. He'd probably be pretty pleased with these moves, wouldn't he?
Well, you know, he always would get excited, and that was the great thing. You know, I am a second-generation manufacturer. Our children are coming in, and they're the third generation who are working here. I think he would be ecstatic. It gets me excited, and, you know, I was talking to somebody this morning, kind of got me fired up, and I said, hey, let's talk about silver spoons, right? And my dad never had a silver spoon. My dad never had a wooden spoon. My dad never had a plastic spoon. My dad didn't have anything. I always joke when my dad came up here from the 60s, I was born in Mississippi. My dad was born in Mississippi. My family's from there, farmers, cotton, sweet potatoes, and peanuts. And my dad said he didn't want to be a farmer, so probably the best move he ever did. And when he came to Detroit, I was a year old, and I kid you not, my dad had less than $100 in his pocket. My parents knew nobody up here, moved to Roseville. I don't remember this, but I remember my parents saying, you know, they lived in a condemned basement in Roseville, Michigan, and my mother was just sickened by it, but it's all they could afford, right? And so my dad had nothing. He barely passed high school. Had it not been for a wonderful teacher who gave him a special assignment, you know, because he was a farmer. You're being pulled out in the spring, and you're harvesting in the fall, and it was tough. My dad was very bright, though, and here's the difference between my dad. My dad, he was a humble man. He was a hard worker. He had impeccable work ethic. And my dad wasn't afraid to say, what can I do to help? I want to learn more, right? And so I think there's so much to be learned from that, going back to those 60s. To me, those are the things that I look at with people today. I don't care what color your skin is. I do not care what religious background you are. Come to me with an open mind, an open heart, willing to learn, show up to work on time, be drug-free, don't do drugs, and ask for help. And I'm telling you what, anybody could do what my father did. And and that's, you know, I was a speaker at the RISA, one of the classes that graduated, and that was my Charlie story for him, you know. And I never told him it was my dad until the end. I just said, I'm going to tell you a story about a man I know called Charlie. And it's pretty incredible what you can do if you put your mind to it, hard work, and never give up, and you just do some right things, some blessed breaks in your life, and anybody can do it.
You know, you certainly seem to inherit that that attitude from your dad, because there were not a lot of opportunities for women in manufacturing when you were coming up in this business, were there?
No. This is my 38th year. I started as a 10-year-old working for my dad because I love my dad so much, and I loved what he did, and I just thought he was like a brain surgeon. You know, I'd see my dad get up and go to work. Dad, I want to go to work with you. So at 10 years old, I go to work, sweep the floor. You know, running presses at 10 years old and safety standards, I graduated high school 38 years ago, so we're talking longer than that. Safety standards weren't quite what they were, but I'm going to tell you what my dad's standards were very high, you know, and I don't know. It's been a great journey.
Well, it's a journey that continues to have all kinds of twists and turns, and continues to move forward again with a $1.7 million investment in your facility there in Fairhaven. That's a big deal, isn't it?
It is a big deal, you know, and you know, I always tell people, you know, we are certified. We are a certified WBENC company. I didn't think it was a big deal to be a woman-owned certified company. But when you have companies like FCA and Ford Motor, and you know, we had a customer called TI Automotive, and a lot of them said, "Hey, would you please get the certification?" Because what happens in the automotive world, at least, there are purchasing has set-asides, and they'll earmark so much revenue that they want to see that goes to minority or woman-owned. But I always said, I don't want to do that. I want to get it because I can do it. Because in those earlier days, you know, at least for me, I felt like I had to dress like a guy, you know, and talk like a guy. And, you know, my language probably wasn't that great at all. In fact, it wasn't that great at all. And it's funny what kids do to you. But I feel like that's the way I had to act to be taken serious in a world where it was, you know, mostly men, you know, engineering, were engineering meetings, design meetings, you know. And so what I've learned over time is that I become very comfortable in my skin because I feel like I've earned a couple of my stripes anyways. And I feel like the respect I gave others and the things that I learned from others and was humble and patient. You got to be pushy sometimes. I think that I've earned some respect of our customers. And like I said, I like to say I'm a metal manufacturer who happens to be a woman, right? Mm-hmm. Because I want to pull my load. I want to be an excellent source to my customers. In fact, we have 10 code items that we live by here at our facility. And our number one code item is deliver exceptional performance and peace of mind to our customers. That is in the heart and the soul and DNA of every person who works for me. So it's the team that makes this happen, but we have the vision. And I don't really think anybody says, oh, I work for a woman company. I just think they like working for our company. Most people, right? We're not perfect.
Mm-hmm. It's quite a great success story. We're so happy to see that things are going well at PTM down there in Fairhaven. We're glad that you're in St. Clair County.
I am so proud to be part of our county. I am so proud of the initiatives our county has done, not only through the downturn of, you know, 2008 and 2009, but the things that we have continued to build on that works and build on those things to make them even better, to help small businesses, large businesses, to be a community to work for, you know, our children's future, and just to make it a better place. And that's why I love St. Clair County. I've been here practically my whole life. Raised my kids here, business here. So I want to make it better, and so do the people here that work for me.
Yeah, there you go. You're here. Donna, always great talking to you. Thanks so much for joining us this morning. Be well. We'll talk again soon.
Thank you, Paul. Have a great day.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.